I'm like, I am not letting this thing blow off the roof because I'll never hear the end of that one. So I like, you know, made a you know, deliberate effort to, you know, tackle it and pin it down to the roof and pull it in, and then I stuck it under my knee while I worked on the rest of it. But yeah, it was difficult to keep all the little bits and bobs and little covers and pieces, and there's like these little clips that kind of prevent the cover from coming off, that, you know, everything just wanted to blow right off that roof. And there's no wind abatement, there's no wind walls, it is just, you know, a racetrack for the wind up there, and there's no cover, and everything just wanted to blow off the roof. And so yeah, it was a little bit of a bugger trying to get that off without losing anything. But luckily I learned my mistake, you know, with the water bottle. So I feel like that worked out pretty good. But because if it had gone any other way, we would have been trying to, you know, find the parts of the dish on the ground or, you know, elsewhere. I don't think it would have made it to the ground. It would have just fallen to a lower level off the roof where I think it would have found some shelter from the wind. But still, it would have been fun to get to that. And we might not have been able to without, you know, going through different parts of the hospital. So it was good. It was good to get that done. And, yeah, but it would have been nice to have you there to hang on to the stuff from taking off. But anyway, I'll send it back over to you, KEAWUO.
KEAWX. Yeah, I'm 26 in Romeo Plank, so if I'm getting weak, let me know. But, yeah, I had already gotten home, and by the time I seen the messages, you had already said mission complete, so I was a day late, dollar short to the party on that one, but all good. It seemed like you had it handled.